You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here with Jen from North Down Talking News, based in Bangor, Northern Ireland. Hi Jen, thanks for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to talk to you. And I've got Wendy here as well. So between the two of us, we'll be able to answer your questions and have a good informative chat.
Can you tell me a little bit about North Down Talking News?
I'm involved with another group, the Soroptimists, Bangor Soroptimists, which you may have heard of. And it's through them that we decided that there was no talking news in Bangor. And there was a great need because we have about 90 people that we send discs out to. And we record from the local newspaper, the Bangor Spectator, which is quite interesting sometimes, the grammar and the spelling, but we try to find informative pieces that we think people would like, and then they are recorded onto discs, and we send the discs out. Now, we only do it fortnightly. We used to do it weekly, but just getting people to do it, we've lost a few people, so we do it fortnightly now, but that seems to be very acceptable.
What do you do in terms of the talking newspaper, and why did you become involved?
I became involved because I had an aunt. Her sight was very, very bad. Now, obviously, years ago, she didn't get the help that people get now. And I was always conscious of her sitting very close to the television and, you know, all the problems she had. We decided we needed something in North Down. I decided to get it started up. It was my involvement with a relation and just how she had to cope with not getting the help, as I've said, that you can have now with your phones.
How many readers and volunteers do you have, more or less?
Not very many. When we record, we have two technical people who look after the laptop and the recording, and then usually three or four readers. But in the morning, somebody will buy the newspaper and will look through it and take out pieces that we think our recipients will be just interested in. So it's usually about six or seven. We have two teams, so they just do it once a month. We take it that way.
Can you tell me about the importance of volunteers and why?
I mean, as I've said, it's a group of us, the Soroptimists, and that we just support each other, but we wouldn't be able to do it if we didn't have these volunteers to help us, and they give up their time voluntarily. Each recording takes 3 to 4 hours, so they're giving up that amount of their time. But it's also, in a way, a social thing because, you know, you're sitting doing this with other people and we get to chat and get to know each other better as well.
How can people contact the newspaper or even access North Down Talking News?
Well, it's just word of mouth, and also social workers, if they are dealing with somebody and they realise that there's a need there, they will refer to us and we'll take their name and address and take it from there. There's no cost to this at all. The post office, because it's a charity, they cover the postage, which is quite a plus, but it's just really word of mouth, quite honestly. And, you know, maybe some of our people that help us, they have a neighbour and they realise, you know, they could do with this sort of thing. That's really the way it works.
Thank you, Jen and Wendy, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today to talk about North Down Talking News.
It's been a pleasure and it's lovely to talk to you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.